you dropped the name Linda Moulton Howe before the break. So what in the world did you do to Linda?
Well, in 83, she did a cattle mutilation story, I think, in the late 70s with a Denver station. She used to work for a Denver station, and she went on her own. Linda was going to air she was working on a UFO special, and for some reason the government didn't want her to air that. And so we worked an operation against her. Unfortunately, it wasn't a very successful operation, because although the television special was never aired, it somewhat backfired on us.
Tell me about the operation.
Well, Linda was invited to Kirtland Air Force Base, and I was the primary agent. There were two other agents involved in it, not just me, but there's two other.
Yes.
And we invited her to Kirtland. We showed her some information pertaining to UFOs, showed her a document, and tried to bring her in and hook her on a hook, and she took it initially, and then we carried on a contact with her over a period of time. I'm meeting her at different locations and providing her with some information.
You were doing this on official orders?
Oh, yeah, official orders, yes, absolutely.
All right. Linda was indeed, I guess, about to do a special on cattle mutilation. She's been concentrating on that for years. So what was it exactly you tried to sell her?
We tried to sell her that the promise that we were going to assist her and with information, that we were going to actually provide her with some legitimate information for her special. And but what we were doing was delaying it. Now, we also had an operation. The government, not just me, I didn't have anything to do this other operation, where with another entity on the East Coast, with one of the broadcasting companies, and they were doing something different there, which I'm not really privy to what they were doing there, but I was
that
just,
with HBO, Rick?
I believe it was HBO, yes.
Because HBO was the one that was sponsoring the special. Linda kept telling them she was going to get some film from you, and like you said, stringing them along.
Oh, God, I remember that. Linda told me about that.
And then HBO scrapped the special because she never got the film they thought was going to be part of, you know, the crowning achievement of the documentary.
And that was somebody you knew, Richard?
Somebody I knew as far as...
Feeding her that information.
I was doing it.
You were personally doing it.
Wasn't just me. There were three other people involved in it, three other...
And agents. The motivation, again, for the government... ordering you to do this was to delay the airing of the special.
Yes.
All right. There's no way we can know you're not feeding us disinformation now.
Well, this is, you know, well, I'm not. I'm out of the business. I've been out of the business for a long time. I have no reason to be disinforming you now. Linda is aware of this. I mean, I have had a number of contacts with Linda Howell over the years, and she's aware of this. But what we were also trying to do was she was involved with some other things, some other research pertaining to UFO, and we were trying to feed her information to lead her astray.
Well, Richard, you must know a lot more about this. In other words, if you're trying to get Linda to delay release of a special about animal mutilations, maybe you can tell me something about animal mutilations. Or did your job not include the need to know that?
My job did not have anything to do with... I didn't have the specific knowledge at that time to understand what the government was doing with cattle.
Do you now?
Well, yes, I do. We might want to leave that for another day.
Why?
Well, it's really a complicated...
Well, I would like to know what if it's... So you're telling me it is the government mutilating and abducting these cattle?
Only there was a small operation, and I learned this later. I had no official knowledge of this during the time. I didn't have a clearance for it then. I learned this later. I learned this after I got out of OSI. In fact, I was a civilian when I learned this, and I learned this in a room with six or seven other intelligence officers who were all also retired and telling stories.
All right, well, tell me a story. What was our government doing with these cows?
Our government was collecting certain things from these cattle. Now, it wasn't just cattle. Actually, it was horses and elk and deer and things.
That's fine.
And they were using it to create a bio, some kind of a bio prevention system, a biological agent prevention system.
Hmm.
And they were injecting these cows, and then they would come back and take certain organs from these cows. And they developed a unique method of doing it by draining the blood first and then taking certain organs from...
All right, maybe you can explain the part of this that I've never been able to grasp, Richard, and that is, why would the government need to do this to farmers' cows when they could easily get their own cows?
That's why it's a complicated system. It's, again, it stemmed around... wanting, the government was doing this, but they wanted everybody to think it was something else, some other entity doing it.
They wanted people to think it was aliens.
Aliens, yeah. Now, I said, I didn't know that at the time. I learned this later. I had nothing to do with that operation, so I had no firsthand knowledge then of that.
You now believe, though, that the reports of cattle mutilations and all the rest of it are indeed true, but are indeed done by our government?
Well, no. Initially, yes, because this operation, the government operation, ceased in 1982. It was from, I think, 70-something, 77, 78, until 82.
But you're not in the government now.
No, I'm
so
not in the...
You can't really know what they're doing.
Well, no, I don't, really. But I know that the government operation ceased in 82. Now, if there were cattle mutilations after that... according to my sources who were involved in that operation then, it wasn't the government doing it. So we don't know who was doing it after that.